This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Other than your life partner, your primary care doctor may be the most important relationship you'll ever have. But unlike when you're searching for a significant other, there's no Match.com for healthcare. Information is tough to find. And when you finally do pick one, you can't just meet for a quick coffee to see if your interests align with your doctor's. In fact, you'll probably have to wait months for that very first appointment. Well, just how long Massachusetts residents are waiting for primary care and what it means for our health overall is outlined in a report released today on patient access to care from the Mass Medical Society. Joining us is Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hi there, Carrie.
Hi, Meghna.
So give us the big picture here. What are some of the key findings from the Mass Medical Society's report?
What they found was that if you need a new primary care physician, and by that I mean an internal medicine doctor, a pediatrician or a family medicine doctor, and it's non-urgent, then it's likely that you're going to have to wait between 1 and 2 months. If it's an internal medicine physician, it'll be about 50 days. If it's a pediatrician, it's down at about 25 days. But basically, you're going to wait quite a while. And when you seek that care, you're going to find that about half of the practices that you contact are not accepting new patients. They have no room for you.
So it's hard to find a doctor, and you're going to have to wait once you do.
Right. Now, there was a bright point in the report, which is that at least compared to other places, Massachusetts is pretty good about getting your public health insurance, meaning Medicare or Medicaid, accepted. So the great majority of Massachusetts primary care doctors do accept these public insurances, which tend to pay them somewhat less. But so at least that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. So the Mass Medical Society report found wait times between several weeks to, you know, several months. They've been doing this for many years now. Is it worse than it was last year?
You know, it's pretty stable year to year, but overall, over the last decade or so, things have definitely gotten tighter by about 10 to 20%.
And by tighter, you mean?
Harder to get access to a physician.
Okay. And and does that have anything to do with the fact that that's the same period of time in which we've been experiencing healthcare reform in Massachusetts?
Well, good question, because healthcare reform kicked in. The rule saying that you must have health insurance pretty much for everybody kicked in 2006. But it's important to note that this predates that, that basically these trends were starting even before that happened. And I would attribute it more than anything to money. Because, in fact, fewer doctors are going into primary care, and a big reason for that is that primary care just pays less than most of the other specialists.
Okay. So the outstanding question from in my mind is, what does this mean for our health, you know, on average on a daily basis? So in order to help us answer that, we're joined by Amy Whitcomb-Slemmer. She's the executive director of Healthcare for All. It's a Massachusetts organization focused on affordable and accessible healthcare. Amy, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Is what we're seeing in Massachusetts in terms of the big disconnect between the supply and demand in the world of primary care an indication of what we might be seeing in the near future in the rest of the country as the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as it's also known, is fully implemented?
It was one of the concerns that was flagged in the debate running up to the Massachusetts health reform. There really was this concern that suddenly the market would be inundated with new patients. But in fact, what was found by Mass Medical and by other organizations studying this was really that the payment for the care had changed. Suddenly people had health insurance, so their care was reimbursed. They weren't necessarily receiving uncompensated care, but in fact, wait times were almost unchanged.
Meghna, I would actually just throw in that one concern that I think many people have is that Massachusetts has a lot of doctors. We have one of the highest per capita rates of doctors in the country. And if we're seeing a very tight primary care scene, you can imagine what's going to happen in states where there are fewer doctors and there are more people who were uninsured before the reform.
Well, this still leaves unanswered in my mind this question of what impact are these long wait times having on our actual health? Is there any indication, you know, Amy, and again, Carrie, if you want to jump in here, that having to wait a couple weeks has an overall negative impact on people's health?
Well, we know that people are still seeking emergency room-based care at almost the same rate they were before we implemented Chapter 58, and that's a measure that has ramifications for the entire healthcare and for all our residents in Massachusetts. It's the most expensive care you can seek, and from Healthcare for All's perspective, we worry about the treatment and the plans that are instituted as a result of an emergency room visit not necessarily being reflected in somebody's primary care or their overall medical record. So it's uncoordinated, disconnected from an overall treatment plan, and again, the most expensive form of treatment you can seek.
Now, Amy, here's why I'm asking this question, because when I was reading the Mass Medical Society's report today, what it conjured up in my mind wasn't necessarily, what does this mean for care in other states, but it actually reminded me of the system that other countries have. And I'm thinking those countries that have true single-payer universal care, like Canada and the UK, where waiting for your doctor's appointment is just a fact of life. But that doesn't necessarily mean that their overall health outcomes are any worse. So I'm curious as to whether or not you think that what we're seeing in Massachusetts is the beginning of a new age where the American presumption of just having relatively quick access to your doctor may be coming to an end.
That's a very good question. And my hope is that this era that we're about to enter into, certainly in Massachusetts, will actually mean you will have better access, more consistent access, and a relationship with your primary care doc. We may have continuing wait, but the conversation and the visit that you have will be more robust than a 15-minute kind of flyby visit that I think many of us have been experiencing in this current era.
Let's hope that's on the way. And also, we should clarify, Meghna, that these wait times were for a first appointment, like getting in to see a new doctor. So I would certainly hope that, yes, that the relationships with the primary care doctors that we have just get stronger.
Well, Amy Whitcomb-Slemmer is the executive director of Healthcare for All, an advocacy group that's focused on affordable and accessible healthcare. Amy, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Meghna. Very nice to be with both of you.
And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health site. Carrie, always great to have you.
Same here.
And listeners, if you want more in-depth reporting on this issue of access to primary care, check out Carrie's reporting on it today. It's at the Common Health website. That's commonhealth.wbur.org.